The cross remains. It has remained through many ups and downs, through many civilizations, through many revolutions, through many leaders, through many hard moments of our own human history. The cross remains at the most viable, as well the most loving and intimate sign of God's love for us. The cross shows us the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit love for humanity. The Son offered himself as expiation for our sins on the cross. The Father accepts his loving sacrifice on behalf of us through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. The cross remains because it's God's greatest sign and manifestation of his love for us, that he is faithful, that he will not abandon us, and he has transformed the greatest and the most gruesome sign of evil, of manipulation, and as well as of shame in order to show us how much he loves us. He loves us until the very end. He loves us toward the point he gave himself up to endure all pains, all sufferings, all the things that we ourselves would never choose for ourselves. The cross remains, and therefore it become exalted signs of his love for us. And the cross remains at the sign, at an invitation for each and every one of us to realize and to think upon ourselves, how we can embrace the cross in our own life too. So many times nowadays, Christianity, just like other religions or spirituality, had only become a source of inspiration. But inspired to be what? Inspired to become more Christ-like, my brothers and sisters, not in Christ to be ourselves or to live according to what we want, what we hope, or what we like. It's never about us. The cross invites us to bear upon ourselves that loving will of God for us, even when it gets hard, even when we don't want to embrace the hardship, the pains, the sufferings, the ups and downs of life. The cross remains as an invitation for each and every one of us as Christians to bear upon ourselves, to become more Christ-like each day. The cross remains as a sign that we must take up our own cross to follow Christ, not only in the good times, not only in the inspirational time, but also in the time when we're invited to love, to die to ourselves so that he remains with us and we remain in him. My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the exaltation of the cross today, I want you to take out a rosary or a crucifix that bear upon it the corpus or the body of Christ, the one who suffered, the one who died, the one who loved us until the very end. And look and gaze upon that cross, that crucifix, and say to the Lord, Lord, life is hard, it is messy, and there are times I want to give up, but you never gave up on me. Help me to embrace my cross. Help me to walk the way of the cross. Help me to love you always, and help me to always remain and abide in you.